Salesforce.com. The statement by O'Leary was callous at best and at worst sadistic. O'Leary makes the point that this is great news. Fantastic, he says. In fact, here is exactly what he said.
It's fantastic. And this is a great thing because it inspires everybody, gets the motivation to look up to the 1% and say, I want to become one of those people. I'm going to fight hard to get up to the top. This is fantastic news, and of course I applaud it. I celebrate capitalism.
And what O'Leary calls capitalism, though, has nothing to do with the statistic of the world's poorest. To claim that all the world's poor need to do is to pull themselves up by their bootstraps is pretty naive when you consider that they don't have any boots. In fact, I want to tell you why O'Leary's statement was so ludicrous right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. Where humanity is greater than politics. When Shark Tank's Kevin O'Leary refers to the news that the world's 85 richest people actually possess more wealth than the world's 3.5 billion poorest as fantastic, the statement rings of ignorance. The 3.5 billion people on the planet who live in the poorest nations live in places such as Sierra Leone, Somalia, Ethiopia, Afghanistan, Cambodia, Indonesia, and we could go on. These people live on $1.25 a day. The truth about abject poverty is that capitalism isn't even an option for these people. The resources of the poorest nations may be taken advantage of by rich multinational corporations. Poor nations' assets may be pledged as collateral in loans from the World Bank. When corrupt local governments allow the national resources in poor nations to be plundered, the citizens don't have an engine to build wealth. Lack of infrastructure, rampant corruption, and little access to formalized education keep a bright entrepreneurial person in a third world country from ever achieving any wealth. To pretend that these people have opportunity to become anything they desire and that it's only a lack of will that holds them back is simply ignorant. Be sure to check out our stories, stories that affect your liberty, by finding me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, February 11th, 2014, coming up on Valentine's Day. So it's time to get out there and get the goodies for your significant other and sort of celebrate that little rite of spring passage, as it were. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And I got more than a few email comments regarding my sign-off yesterday, where I guess just the fatigue was building up on my head, and I was looking at our representative of the U.S. government to the United Nations screaming about how the United Nations is biased against Israel and we've got to support Israel. And it just, I don't know, it just hit the button. For me, because I'm an American citizen. I was born in Boston. I'm a descendant of a signer of the Declaration of Independence, and I get very angry at this elite political class that we seem to have evolved in this country that exists solely to take money from a foreign government in order to serve that foreign government's interests within and among the American people. And I guess I had a little bit too much of that. And so I went off on a little bit of a tirade, and I got a mostly very supportive emails from people saying, yes, this is exactly what George Washington said. We should avoid these foreign entanglements, that we need a government that is going to take care of the United States of America first, second, and third. And anybody who wants to be a member of the political class in this country but does not want to honor their obligation to take care of the American nation and the people, find another job. We've got holes in the streets. Get a shovel. Go out and start filling those in. Round up the stray dogs. Go pick up the litter. Do something useful, okay, to justify your positions of wealth and power. All right, we're going to move on along here, though. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be talking about that. President Obama is just now about to sign a state of emergency for Georgia. They are being hit with what is being called a catastrophic winter storm that is coming in, just glare, black ice all across the South. They are not prepared to deal with this harsh winter. Because what have we been hearing for the last 10 years? Human-caused global warming. The world is warming. It's all your fault, and your carbon dioxide and snowfalls are a thing of the past. Remember back in 2000, that's what they were telling us. Snowfalls are a thing of the past. Greenland's going to lose its ice cover in 20 years. And they have been fighting this propaganda battle ever since then, even last year, as we got into what was obviously going to be a very, very harsh winter, and they were still out there saying, oh, no, we're talking climate change. Nobody really said global warming. It's climate change, and you've got to pay. And they're still out there trying to push this whole thing. So now we have, once again, the United States is hammered by these record snowfalls, record cold temperatures. And they're having to declare all these emergencies and get on out there and try and find some way to convince the American people that, oh, no. Forget about what we were saying about global warming. This is really all consistent with our theory, and you have to pay a carbon tax to save the world from being frozen in a new ice age. Even though that's exactly the opposite of what they were saying was going to happen about 10 years ago. So Obama's out there signing the emergency declaration. We just put up at whatreallyhappened.com an amazing picture from Venice, Italy, of the Grand Canal of Venice, Italy, frozen over solid. your gondola may be a little late getting to the door tonight. And it's a very amazing image because back in 2007, I was working in Europe on a film project, and I got to visit Venice, Italy, in the dead of winter, which, let's be very honest, that's a good time to do it because of things that collect in those canals that are very odoriferous during summer. And so actually, dead of winter is a good time to visit Venice, Italy. But it certainly was not frozen over solid as it is today. And it's just a dramatic picture to show that, in point of fact, this idea that the world is warming is complete nonsense. It was just one of those many concocted political agendas created by the U.S. government to trick you out of your obedience and your money. And now they're having to deal with that mess, and all of America and all of the world are looking at all these so-called global warming hysterics and realizing, man, they were full of it. They were just full of it. And they're still out there trying to find some way they can salvage their little carbon credit scam, their little carbon tax, because that's all they think about. They're not thinking what's really good for the earth or what's really good for you. It's just another money-making scam. And I'm sure Al Gore and his minions are out there in the back room wailing and crying, oh, why did the world not get warmer the way we needed for our little spreadsheet to make our money? All I wanted to be was the world's first carbon billionaire. You know, why can't I do that? And so they're out there screaming about that. But the reality is, yeah, they're having to deal with this all across North America, all across Venice, Italy. Excuse me, going to have to keep my throat clear there. But yeah, it's just, so now we've got this other state of emergency dealing with Georgia, and they are not prepared to do with it to deal with it because they didn't buy the required supplies of road grit, de-icing chemicals. They didn't maintain the snow plows and the other equipment. Why? Because for the last 10 years, we've been hearing Al Gore and the so-called consensus of global warming experts that snow is a thing of the past, the world is warming up, and it's all your fault, and you will atone by paying your carbon taxes. And then, right now, we're seeing a lot of people who basically invested in this whole thing, and the only attitude they've got is to just go on talking about, oh yes, global warming, ice, snow, global warming. They don't have any place to go with this thing. The entire world realizes this whole human-caused global warming was a completely manufactured out-of-thin-air scam by Al Gore and Ken Lay and all of his other little crooks who just figured if they just went out there and they spent enough money in the corporate media that they could convince you that up is down, that black is white, that left is right, that ice and snow represents global warming. And there's not even a scintilla of shame about what they've been doing. They're still out there thinking, how do we move this forward? How do we recapture the imagination of the people of planet Earth to convince them that they are a dire threat to planet Earth? They're still out there trying to figure some way to get the scam back on track to become the world's first carbon billionaire. We don't care who has to go hungry. We don't care who has to suffer because the goal is that $1 billion. Because that's the real conspiracy. Is there a conspiracy among billionaires? Heck yeah. They want to be trillionaires. And once they're trillionaires, they'll want to be quadrillionaires. And that's all they think about. And if it takes a war or lying or scamming people or going out there and literally tinkering with planet Earth in a way that is detrimental to the common good, that's just the cost of doing business. So now Obama is up there and he's having to sign this declaration of emergency in Georgia. And it's not going to stop there. We're still only into the first half of February. And it doesn't look like this winter is going to let up anytime soon. And the whole world knows all of this human-caused global warming hysteria was a gigantic fraud. It was a lie. It is time for the people of planet Earth to stand up and say, yes, we acknowledge that government by its very nature will lie to us to get our obedience and our money. And it's just time to stand up and say, okay, this government's illegitimate. When this government lies to us, to the people, about global warming, about the economy, about Iran's nuclear weapons, about Saddam's nuclear weapons, The instant this government lies to the people, it ceases to be a legitimate government. And it's time for us to deal with that reality here. All right, we're going to take a break for some commercials. We're going to be right back here. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
Thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plaques. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remain?
All right. Aloha. Welcome back to the show. Hey, I'm going to have to calm down and keep my energy down here. I'm still recovering on this this whole mycoplasma viral pneumonia, and I just got to be very careful that I don't get, you know, all sort of too excited about all of this, because otherwise I'm going to have some issues breathing here and crank up the little plastic hose here. All right, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Sam is in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And I want to back up earlier today because we just had this speech joint statement by President Obama and President Hollande in the White House, just basically bantering back and forth. And that's probably about the best word I can think of. They're bantering. And Obama's saying, I have two daughters. And Hollande is saying, well, I have four daughters. And they're just going back and forth. And the only consistent point they keep hitting is confrontation with Syria, confrontation with Iran, confrontation with Iran, confrontation with Syria, blah, 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 blah. And the rest of it is like, what is the point? I don't care if this is the President of the United States of America and the President of France. They're wasting everybody's time. Just sit there going on and on about all of this talk about Iran's confrontation. And again, the only message seems to be that we've got to confront Syria and we've got to confront Iran. And Russia is the bad guy for not seeing the wisdom and prudence of forcing regime change in those two countries. And I'm not seeing where they're getting a lot of traction, even among the very obvious parasitic, sycophantic media people sitting in that room who are there to basically daven on command to the presidents when they say, this is what we're going to do. And even they didn't seem to really be getting the message. Now, an article that we saw over at American Free Press is basically putting out exactly what we've been saying for the last couple of days here. War with Iran is imminent. And all it means is the U.S. government is going to say, well, it's time to invade Iran. And yes, we know we lied about their weapons of mass destruction. And yes, we know it was all that. But really, we had good motives. And we're just going to go in and attack and smash the place like we did Iraq. And you just better get with the program. And that seems to be basically the attitude coming out of Washington, D.C. right now, that the only solution they can think of to hold this Ponzi scheme central bank together any longer is to go on out and start invading countries to force them to sell their oil only for U.S. dollars, to prop up the petrodollar deal, to force the world back to Bretton Woods. And that's basically it. The attitude they're taking is, this is what we have to do, and you're either with us or you're against us. And that seems to be about the only thing they were saying out of there. It was almost like all Obama was doing was marking time until it was time for it to go on off and sign that declaration of a natural disaster for Georgia here. Now, I want to hit an important point here, because all morning long I've been watching on Fox News talking about the crisis with Iran and the Iran's nuclear weapons and how dangerous they are, and we've got to just force a confrontation to get them to surrender their nuclear technology. Forgetting, of course, that Iran is not doing anything with their nuclear technology they are not legally allowed to do under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. And that's really what it comes down to. The corporate media is still trying to make a big deal over the fact that there's this huge surge in anti-American attitude over in Iran, which, yeah, go back and look at the history of why we're in this mess to begin with. Because back in 1953, the United States government, specifically the Central Intelligence Agency, overthrew the democratically elected government of Iran, deposed Prime Minister Mohammad Mossadegh, and installed the Shah, who oppressed the Iranian people, sold their oil to American and British oil interests at below market rates, impoverished the people, until we hit the point of 1979, when the Iranians said, we're sick and tired of other people running our country for their own benefit, and they kicked the U.S. out. And so the U.S. attitude is, how dare they kick us out? They can't do that. We're the United States. We're the new imperial Roman state. Nobody kicks us out. And that's why we're here right now. And what the corporate media is trying to obfuscate for you, the American people, is the realization that we would not be in this mess to begin with if it wasn't for the U.S. government's historical bad habit of going in and wrecking the government of other countries in order to put in puppet rulers who will serve U.S. Corporate interests. That's why we're in this mess. In fact, even on Fox News earlier, one of the talking heads was out there saying, well, what America does best is economic warfare, and we're good at it, and we might as well keep on doing it. That's their entire justification. That if the U.S. has the ability and capability of going in and smashing another country's economy in order to force it to be more compliant with American private central banking, that, hey, that's a good enough reason to do it. No, it isn't. It's not at all. But as we hear this escalating debate over what's going on in Tehran right now and the mounting rhetoric against the United States, the Iranian people have a legitimate gripe against the government of the United States of America going back to 1953. And that's really what it comes down to. And so the U.S. government policy seems to be to try and convince you that, yeah, even though we overthrew their country in 1953, they really didn't have a right to kick us out in 1979. Therefore, we have the right to come in back now and force them to go back to the government system that works for the American corporate interests. That's what they're trying to sell you. And I think that's the reason why they're just thrashing around with this little press conference with Obama and Holland. In fact, looking at it, it reminds me very much of what we were seeing going on in the former Soviet Union in the months before that final collapse, where the Politburo was trying to somehow move their agenda along. They had been bloodied in Afghanistan. They had lost credibility on the world platform, and they were just trying to find some way to make it all move forward, to keep the agenda going. And then, of course, they had that body check called Chernobyl that basically brought down the whole credibility of the Soviet Union all at once. And I have to be very honest, when I was watching Obama's speech this morning and Holland, where they're literally just bantering back and forth, and not really saying anything of substance. And that's what it felt like to me, that they're out there just hitting the talking points, hitting the high point, confrontation with Syria, confrontation with Iran, but they really didn't have anything else to say. And it feels an awful lot like that kind of disjointed lack of focus that we were seeing in the Soviet Union just before the final denouement. We're going to grab a phone call here. Scott in Wisconsin. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, how you doing, soldier? Hey, Michael, I just wanted to tell you, brother, that I was praying for you, and I said I wonder how Mike was doing, and glad to see you up there. And, brother, just be calm when you talk, you know. Your voice is penetrating when you relax. You know, Michael, I wanted to ask you, I know you were laid up, and I was seeing the other day that Iran was going to be sending their ships to, I don't know if it was off the coast of Africa, correct me if we're wrong.
South America.
And, of course, Netanyahu was all upset about that situation over there, you know, getting his old flock up and that. So, Michael, I just want to tell you I'm going to keep praying for you, brother. You just stay calm and breathe easy there, buddy, and we'll talk to you later, and we'll keep you in prayer. So if you just wanted to comment on that.
All right, well, thank you very much. Yeah, that's another issue here, is the fact that Iran is now deploying training missions into the Atlantic Ocean. Now, again, under the rules of the sea, everybody can transit the sea lanes communication. They're not restricted. But again, it's another case of trying to take something that Iran is doing and demonize it to make the coming conflagration look like their fault. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency.
income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a seven-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a four-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And another issue that we really do need to spend some time on is this ongoing debate, and I use the word very loosely, regarding a proposed drone strike on an American citizen living somewhere in the world outside our national borders, and this attempt by the U.S. government to reframe the laws of this land to allow the federal government to arbitrarily carry out targeted assassination against a U.S. citizen who is not, in fact, charged with any crime, for whom there is no evidence of any wrongdoing. It is simply an arbitrary designation by the U.S. government. We think this guy is a bad person. Therefore, we have the right under national security to just simply go out and kill anybody we want. Now, of course, that is absolutely contrary to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. No man's life, liberty, property will be put in jeopardy without due process. And that means if Mr. Obama, you actually have a suspect who's an American citizen that you think may be planning to do something really nasty, you go out and you arrest them and you present them in a public trial before a jury of their peers, and you show the evidence that says this person is guilty of a crime warranting the removal of their life. Anything less than that is an absolute violation of the restrictions placed on your authority. The President of the United States of America is not allowed, has never been allowed, to arbitrarily kill innocent Americans. Now, we've been seeing all over the news this morning where they're trying to sell this idea. What is going on here is the federal government is declaring war on you, the American people. Doesn't matter if you're inside the United States of America. Doesn't matter if you're inside the local county borders. Doesn't matter where you are. You are now open season. You've seen the TV show Justified. Guy with the smirk on his face, and the entire point of the show is, yeah, I'm justified shooting you. Well, that's where Obama is coming from right now. They're trying to create this propaganda case that as long as the president thinks you're a bad person, he can just come out and kill you with a drone strike. Inside the United States, outside the United States, the federal government has now weaponized itself against you, the American people, with these little drones that are hovering overhead to keep you obedient, to keep you afraid. We all know we're not afraid of terrorists. We're afraid of our own government and these weaponized drones. And that's what's going on here. They're trying to convince you that you should just go along with the idea of just living your life and going to the bakery and doing your grocery shopping. And then all of a sudden there's a blinding flash of light. And 20 to 30 people you've grown up with your entire life are in bloody shreds around your feet. Because that's what the U.S. has been doing to all these other countries, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia. And now they're bringing the terror home to the American people. And that's exactly what this is. This is a campaign of terror. Terror from the skies. There is no legal justification for the president to be killing anybody. And I noticed they have this one bizarre, I think it was Charles Krauthammer was on the air saying, well, you know, during World War II, they caught these saboteurs. On the east coast of the United States of America, and one of them claimed to be a U.S. citizen and demanded his right to a trial in civil court. And the president said, no, we don't need to do that. Well, it's not exactly the same situation because we are not in a declared state of war with anybody right now. We're not. We've got a government that simply hauls off and drops bombs and stuff on other countries and then says, oh, well, look, we've got hostilities. Therefore, the rules changed. No, the rules didn't change. The rules have never changed. We have a government that is simply refusing to follow the rules. And if you don't want to go along with them, you become a target. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. They're just this constant, steady pressure to get you, the American people, to go along with this idea that if you have any doubts whatsoever about the wisdom and prudence of the administration's actions, that you are a legitimate target. They had this one guy was out there saying, you know, we could have taken out Tim McVeigh with a drone strike. And if you take that forward a little bit, we have a government that is so paranoid of the American people, they're willing to take out 300 million Americans with drone strikes just so they can sleep safely at night and feel like they're not in trouble. But in point of fact, we all know that this whole Oklahoma City bombing was another one of these staged frauds to sell this whole domestic terrorism threat agenda. We know McVeigh was set up. And we know a drone strike wouldn't have stopped him because the people controlling the drones are the ones controlling the false flags. It's just another excuse to say, you know, see, if we'd been allowed to use a drone strike, we could have X, Y, Z. And it's a fantasy. The whole thing's a complete fantasy. And the agenda here is to get you, to lure you, to seduce you away from that Constitution and that Bill of Rights, because that is the only thing protecting you right now from tyranny. That's why so many Americans sacrificed their lives in the American Revolution, so that we would not have to live under an autocratic government that simply says, do what I tell you or I'm going to kill you, because that is not what the United States is supposed to be. And so we've actually reached the stage where the federal government is covertly declared war against we, the American people, and the 50 states. That's why they're coming after the guns. It's why they're trying to disarm the veterans. It's a big, huge rush is on there right now. The federal government is being weaponized against us, the American people, and it is our government. Doesn't belong to members of Congress, doesn't belong to Obama. Certainly does not belong to Israel. It belongs to we the people. That's why when you go back to that constitution up at the top, it says there, right at the top, we the people. This is our government, our nation. You either play by the rules or have the decency to resign. Now, the story we got out of Blacklisted News, AFRICOM on a roll and eyeing opportunities. They're not even trying to come up with any kind of a pretext that these conquests are moral or justified or in any way necessary. It's just a wealth grab. Just an absolute wealth grab. And, excuse me. All right, let me calm down here a little bit before I get too crazy. But that's basically what it is. The agenda has been all along to drag the world back to the post-World War II Bretton Woods Agreement, where everybody agrees that international trade and banking will go through the U.S. dollar, so the Federal Reserve gets a piece of the action of everybody's global commerce. That's what it is. It's like the mafia. It's enforcing the mafia's piece of the action using American weapons of war and American soldiers. And that reminds me, I wanted to make a comment because over this last weekend, where I had really not much I could do except watch a lot of TV, and I was seeing all these commercials for the Wounded Warrior program. And I have some very mixed feelings about that. Obviously, I hate to see these young men and young women who have just had their lives savaged by these military actions. And at the same time, there's this commentary out there where they've returned from the battlefield and we must take care of them. And I agree that we as a nation owe something to these young men and young women, even as we understand that they were in the battlefield not for the good of the nation, but for the good of some money junkies who now want to duck the responsibility for the harm they've caused and convince us that we have to pick up the cost of caring for these young men and women who have had major portions of their bodies blown off. And it is a very hard question to resolve, but we need to understand these wounded warriors. I grieve for them and their families and all that they're suffering. But they're not heroes. They're mercenaries. They were sent forth to go out and loot other nations' riches. And when those other nations dug in their heels and said, no, we want to keep our own wealth, and they got injured. They're invading other countries, and the people who are being invaded are fighting back. And again, I don't think those kids should have ever been there. And I think probably most of you agree with me that we simply have a government and a banking system that since the end of World War II just got incredibly lazy, doesn't know any other way to do business than to go out and conquer the rest of the world and force them to turn over a piece of the action, whether it's inside the U.S. through the Federal Reserve or globally through Bretton Woods. And that's why we're in the mess that we're in right now. We've got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What's really happening? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Fight with Arrow. Give me a great show. Tired of the mainstream media's lies. Listen to Michael Neely open your eyes. Tune in to Fight with Arrow. Give me a great show.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to grab some phone calls here. John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind today?
Aloha, Michael. You're looking much healthier and sound a lot better today.
Thank you.
What I wanted to point out is that there is a movement in the UK Parliament now. It's what they call an early day motion, signed by 5 MPs to reintroduce and make it legal tender, the John Bradbury pound.
Mm-hmm.
This is a pound that is issued free of interest as a public utility. They call it the Green Pound. It's now being, it's on the agenda to be debated in Parliament. So the moves are starting against these criminal central bankers.
Well, I certainly hope to see it, but again, as we documented in the article, all wars are bankers' wars. These private central bankers are willing to do anything, including to start a world war, to keep the world enslaved to their little debt-based scam. Perpetual debt slavery for perpetual peace or whatever the rationale is going to be. But that's what it's about. They understand this whole thing is a scam. They've been playing it on planet Earth for 200 years, and they will not allow anybody to threaten their little Ponzi scheme debt slave system. I mean, they've started wars. They've assassinated presidents to keep this little thing going. What is going to be our salvation ultimately is the fact that all of these private central banks, because of globalization, they're all now exposed at the same time. And I'm glad to see the Bradbury pound being put forward, along with BRICS nations who are putting out value-based currency for their own international trade, because when this whole system comes crashing down, it's all going to come down at the same time. And there is not going to be a surviving private central bank left to start to reimpose this scam on the rest of the planet. And we, the human population, need to be ready to simply move at a moment's notice, grab these private central bankers, give them a good thick coating of tar and feathers, and kick them out of town once and for all. And say, this is a failed experiment. This has to go away into history. We need to return to a society, a human civilization, where the public currency is a public utility, not a for-profit venture for a bunch of people who have inherited a 200-year-old fraud on which they've become extraordinarily wealthy.
Well, apparently this the way they've worded it is quite an extensive early day motion, and it's going before Parliament. And the currency is intended to be issued on the assets and wealth of the people as a public utility, as you just said. What they're doing is putting in it has an emergency system so that the Treasury, should the pound that attracts interest from the Bank of England, should that start to fail, they will put the Bradbury pound out as a credit with no interest and a public utility. So the moves are being made to secure Britain's future should the central banking system collapse.
Well, I think it's a wise and prudent. I think every government on earth right now, if they're not making contingency plans to deal with the collapse of private central banking, then they're not competent to have the job as the local government. And everybody ought to be getting ready to do that. And the most important thing that we need to do is make sure that these private bankers are denied any and all authority to reshape the future economic system of the nations in which they work. Banks are supposed to be private businesses. They're not supposed to be in control of the government's monetary system. It was a violation of the Constitution for the U.S. Congress to pass the Federal Reserve Act in the first place. And we need to basically go back and remember that as we move forward and we talk about the blueprint for the new America, how good a nation, how good a government we will have is going to be up to us, and we had better be ready to accept that responsibility. To stand up there and look at all of these, this permanent political ruling class who sees themselves as exalted and elite, and say, no, we're going to hold you to the rules here. You either play by the rules or you get out. And we are at that point right now in this nation's history, where we have a government that very clearly is standing up there saying the rules don't apply to us anymore. There is no more Bill of Rights. It's just a blankety-blank piece of paper. We know what's best, and you've got to go along with us. And my answer to that is no, we don't. You don't get to make those calls anymore.
And if you don't like it, we'll send a drone overhead, and you'll be eating hellfire missiles.
Well, I don't know that I want to go into that kind of threatening, because that justifies more repression on their part. I think what's ultimately going to happen is you're going to have 330 million Americans are going to stand up and say, enough. We're not covering the bills of Wall Street anymore. We are not supporting this government's war agenda. It's completely illegitimate. It's time to hit the reset button. And the rest of the world is listening to the American people stand up and do that.
And well, I think the House of Parliament, when it voted against that game of a war in Syria, was the start of the pullback against the intervention, but it seems to be being raised yet again.
No, I would agree with you on that one. There has been a pullback. It's actually pretty obviously out there, and it goes all the way back to the start of the Shanghai Cooperative Organization, the BRICS nations, China all of a sudden moving their international currency to a value base. I mean, the decline and fall of the American dollar has been going on for quite some time. The corporate media is trying to sort of obfuscate that and reframe the debate solely in terms of, oh, those gosh darn Iranians and those gosh darn Syrians. But the issue is the world as a whole is turning away from the U.S. dollar because the world recognizes that since the end of World War II, the U.S. private central banking system has been looting the rest of the planet through this little Bretton Woods scam. And they've come to understand, by design, the system can never pay off its debt. It's a permanent system of debt slavery to control the human population, and we're tired of it. We're going to stand up and say no more. We're going to decide for ourselves how the finances of our nation are going to work from this point forward. And that means no more private central banks allowed to issue the currency as a loan at interest.
Well, since 2002, Michael, I've been following the charts. The actual amount of dollars held in reserve in 2002 was about 60% of the world's nation's reserves. Now it's very close to just 30%, which means that yes, the dollar is being abandoned quite rapidly over the last few years.
No, you're absolutely right, because there is nothing that props up the U.S. dollar. When you look at China, whether it's the yuan or the renminbi, or you look at Russia's economy right now, their currencies are redeemable for manufactured goods and agricultural produce that people actually want to buy. With the United States of America, we have allowed our manufacturing to decline for going on 30 years now. Nobody wants our GMO products. And so there is really nothing propping up the value of the U.S. dollar other than the fact that anybody who turns away from the U.S. dollar gets attacked. And that's exactly...
On that GMO point, the legislation has been pushed to the Russian Duma to ban all GMOs in Russia.
I think they're probably going to do it. This is a very dangerous technology. We're looking at a possible landmark case over in Western Australia that may actually see these GMO corporations assigned criminal liability for contamination of farmers' farmlands with this technology.
Absolutely. I've looked at that Australian case. It's two farmers. One farmer is claiming damages from another farmer who did put GMO rapeseed in, and it's contaminated his crop. And so it's not really farmers against Monsanto. It's a farmer against farmer. But the problem is, if this farmer loses, who contaminated his fellow's crop.
All right, we got to take a break for some news information. We'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.